Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 17th of September 2025. Today's topic is the worth of wisdom. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 through 10. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" The Bible story of Joseph and his encounter with the wife of Potiphar, his master, remains a masterpiece for any youth that wants to have a lasting success. Wisdom and the fear of God keep one from doing something that would later lead to regrets. Joseph's master's wife wanted him to commit adultery with her, with the assurance of false safety and secrecy. A foolish boy in such a situation would have been attracted to the promise of temporary enjoyment and a false sense of security. Such illicit relationship would probably have come with other benefits, like extra portion of food, clothing, money, and promise of freedom. But Joseph was wise enough to see the danger that lies behind such a sinful action. There is nothing secret that will not be revealed. His master would have found out and would have resulted in instant death sentence. His dream would have died with him, and hell would have been waiting for him. Someone said that it is better to avoid anything that starts sweet but ends bitter, and embrace that which starts bitter but ends sweet. Quote for the day: "But Joseph was wise." The challenge for today is: fear God and obey His words. Prayer. My God, help me to act wisely always, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.